Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Obanai in the shotgun with Wheaton, takes the snap, rolls near side right, throws, it's caught! Touchdown, Greg Little, and the Browns lead!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Here's Wheaton, play action fake, looking, throwing, wide open, touchdown, it's Obanai!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
And a very happy Football Wednesday to you.
I'm giddy. I'm giddy today. I'm very happy.
You should be feeling good about this Browns team as they prepare for the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. Yeah, you got to feel better about this club, where it is.
Yeah, forget that. Where it's going. And the trade deadline has come and gone.
Gone.
Josh Gordon, still a Cleveland Brown. Jordan Cameron, still a Cleveland Brown. We don't have to listen to any silly rumors, speculation, et cetera, et cetera.
No more, to use your word, shenanigans.
No more shenanigans. I got no time for shenanigans. I just want to focus. I'm very, very happy about this.
So we're getting this thing rolling. Big show for you today. They're all pretty big, but Wednesdays are especially big. Mary Kay Cabot will join us from Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer, covers the Browns. We'll hear from her at about 1:30. You're going to hear from Solomon Wilcox from CBS Sports at about 2 o'clock. He'll be here. He is on the call for Sunday's game against the Ravens for CBS. At 2:30, we got something kind of special for you, a little different for this show. We're going to have some visitors to the building today. There are some UFC fighters in town, and they're going to be part of a show that's here in Cleveland. So while in town, one of these dudes is from Independence, Ohio. Actually, it's two guys and a woman, but one of the three fighters who will be visiting the facility today is from Independence. His name is Stipe Miocic, and he will be stopping by our studio to talk about, from what I understand, a Browns fan, Nathan. Who knew?
Who knew? Listen.
Who knew that Stipe was a Browns fan? But apparently he is a big guy. God, I'm looking at the bio here. 6'4", 240. That's linebacker-ish.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and stay on his good side, I think.
Yeah. Do you see this picture? I mean, look at that's pretty menacing. I mean, he looks like what you expect a UFC fighter to look like. Pretty menacing kind of guy. So we'll,
he looks pretty legit.
He does. Yeah. So we're bringing him in here to talk with us. Gerard Cherry will be with us. Desmond Bryant sits down with Jameer Howerton, our Inside the Locker Room feature. That'll be right around 1:50 p.m., so Gerard Cherry about 2:45. So as you mark down these times as I say them, and I know you are keeping track of these folks because that's how we do things, you will, and you've got to stay on your schedule to follow us all the way through. It's an action-packed, jam-packed 2 hours.
And that's how we're doing it, Notorious. We're getting some momentum going here for this Cleveland Browns team. We're trying to right the ship and do our part what we can to do that. I thought we had a crazy good show yesterday. The quarterback, Jason Campbell, stopped by. Yeah. Brian Baldinger was here. So, you know, you don't want to take a step back. So that's what we're going to try to do, keep the momentum rolling here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You can't overstate the importance of momentum, I don't
know. No. So you brought up the trade, and that didn't happen.
That's right.
I wrote about this for ClevelandBrowns.com. Under the heading that basically no news, it was good news. No trade news was good news for the Browns, and I firmly believe that because this would have done – and by the way, it isn't just a feeling I had sharing a feeling you had, sharing a feeling that a lot of fans have. Inside this building, and I'll go to one particular spot, I know a very relieved person in this building. His name is Rob Chudzinski. He is exceptionally happy that he has still got Josh Gordon on his team today and Jordan Cameron on his team today. And regardless of how close or whatever level a possible trade could have happened, the fact that that topic is done and dead and over is a relief to him because he can approach preparation this week for the Ravens with full focus on that. And he can also talk to the players, talk to the entire squad about the idea that, hey, we're all in this together. We really are here. And this is what he said to reporters earlier today.
You know, I'm excited. Josh is part of our team. He's here. Again, I like the progress that he's made as a player and the strides that he's made. And looking forward to continued improvement on his part.
And I like that. And to me, Josh Gordon now, the distractions are gone. So we're talking about a guy, when we sat and we talked to Jason Campbell yesterday, he said, the thing that could help Josh Gordon get to the level of a Brandon Marshall is the complete focus, the focus in the film study. Now one of the major distractions that I think has been hanging over the head of Josh Gordon is gone. It's done. It's out of here. And now he can spend all his free time, instead of having to watch TV and look at his phone, as he said he did yesterday, to make sure he wasn't traded, on getting better as a football player. And I love that. Josh Gordon, 3 100-yard games in the last six. I love what he's doing. I'm so happy he's here. And Josh Gordon himself was asked, now that the trade rumors are behind you, is your best football ahead of you?
I definitely think so. You know, everybody can focus now, the players, myself, the coaches and stuff. You know, we just focus on the goal ahead, and just week by week, you get better.
Yeah, and that's a great way, I think, to assess where he was coming from with regard to this being a distraction to him. And the thing we don't understand or really appreciate is when a player feels good about where he is. I mean, the job of playing in the NFL means that you are part of a town, a community. It's more than just wearing the uniform. It's more than just coming to this facility or then on the stadium for the home games or traveling to games. It is that you're part of something. And to just say that you're now going to be somewhere else, first of all, you have no idea what this next thing is. It's the known versus the unknown. And I think for Josh Gordon, the known here is a good thing for him, and I think he feels good about it. And to maybe continually have that threat of possibly going somewhere else should be an uncomfortable thought for him, or any other player would be an uncomfortable thought, and I get that. The other thing, Rob Chudzinski got into this. I was almost going to say North Turner, but I know he echoes the feeling. But Rob Chudzinski got into this too, is how Josh has changed as a person, or yep, where he is right off the field. And he sees a guy who's growing, developing, not only as a player, but as a person. He said he's not perfect. None of us are. And he said there are still places and ways that he can improve. But I think that was an important statement too. This kind of created a forum, a little bit of an ability to get into and talk about Josh the guy, because Josh the guy has been the question mark sort of hovering over this after that two-game suspension to possibly lead to his being an ex-Brown.
And the fact that everybody around him seems to be saying the same things, it doesn't seem like it's just lip service to me. That Josh Gordon is a guy who realizes you don't get so many chances in the National Football League. Josh Gordon realizes that if he was not in the position he is, where one strike would take money, there's no way there's even a discussion of trading Josh Gordon. It wouldn't even be on the table. It would be akin to the Cowboys saying, yeah, we're going to trade Dez Bryant, or the Bengals saying we're going to trade A.J. Green, or the Falcons saying we're trading Julio Jones. It's not happening. It's not on the table. It's not even broached as a topic. Yeah, right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. No interest whatsoever. So I think that if he can continue to grow as a person, which sounds like he is, and we're hearing that. You know, you talked about on your Twitter, at VICCARUCCI, you can get some of the thoughts from Chudzinski on Josh Gordon. I see him growing. He's not perfect. None of us are. I'm excited about his future. And to me, the fact that his understanding, his maturation process is coming on, that's all it takes, because when he gets what it means to be a pro, this is a guy who is going to absolutely take off, and he's already showing what he can do right now. When he refines his game even more, folks, we're talking about one of the top five wide receiver talents in the National Football League, and I love that Jason Campbell is here and can say, listen, I worked with Brandon Marshall. Tell me a receiver that doesn't want to be as productive as Brandon Marshall in the league. So to have Campbell be here and be a potential mentor for Gordon's got to be good, and Gordon was asked about that.
I mean, it's definitely great. It's definitely great. You know, that means you just, the last year, you know, this year, just getting a lot more attention from, you know, from the offense perspective. You know, having to make plays and get open, you know, and having your quarterback support you is definitely a big help.
Yeah, and that's great perspective to have from Josh Gordon regarding the 9-year veteran that he is, that Jason Campbell is. And, you know, in talking to Jason, I mean, keep this in mind. Here's some perspective. He sees Josh Gordon is what? He's 22 years old. He says, and one of the things that Josh shared with Jason is that, hey, I had you in my Madden football game. You know, and I think there's a little reminder there of the age gap between Campbell and some of his teammates, how young they really are. But I think that's a great entree to the discussion of,
sure,
okay, now you're my receiver. Now I'm really throwing passes to you. And you would hope that a young guy like Gordon feels a sense of accountability, right? He wants to show up for the veteran. And vice versa, Jason Campbell has an understanding that he's dealing with a younger, more impressionable guy. He was once a guy who came into this league as a young guy many years ago, 9 years ago. And I think there's a real good dynamic there. And, yeah, maybe Jason can't relate to the vast majority of these younger players on the team just from the age, from the generational gap there is somewhat. And he's, in real terms, he's a young man. But on a football team, he's an older guy. And to try to relate to these younger guys isn't easy, but I think they hit him with the, you know, pops thing, maybe a little bit of grandpa talk, which I don't think he quite enjoys. But I think overall it's a sense of respect, and I think there's a feeling that, okay, this man's got some wisdom.
He does, and he's been around it. And then, like I said, he's played with some of the greats in the game in terms of their respective positions. And he's been around the league. He's been in multiple stops. He's seen it. He's had success everywhere that he has been. And I think that Jason Campbell's a guy now who can provide kind of that calming influence, because this is a young football team. So to have that kind of veteran at the quarterback position, a guy who's been through it all, seen it all, he's played in situations that have been great. He's played in situations that have been brutal, like at San Francisco last year, as he talked about, getting judged in a game where he didn't have time to take three-step drops. So I like that. I think it's very good for the Browns. Obviously, it's good for Josh Gordon that he's here. It's good for him to have a guy who's worked with Brandon Marshall that can help mentor him and keep him on the up and up. And, you know, Joe Thomas, he's a guy, obviously another veteran presence on this team, and he was asked quite a bit about, you know, what it's like to have Jason Campbell here as the quarterback, and here's what he had to say.
I'm excited because I think Jason's playing well. He's going to be even better than he was last week. And, you know, he didn't make every play perfect, like nobody does. But it's encouraging because I think if he plays just a little better, everyone else plays a little bit better around him, I think we can be a pretty good offense.
And I think he's right.
That's quite an endorsement, too, coming from the six-time Pro Bowler to talk about Jason Campbell and what Jason means to this offense and the full buy-in that's going on, and you've got to have that. And, yeah, he's the third quarterback to have the starting job for this team. And, yeah, he wasn't expected to be the guy, really, when they went to the next guy. And that was supposed to be Brian Hoyer, and it was supposed to be Brian Hoyer's show all the way through. So somewhat of an accidental place that Jason finds himself in as a starter. But so what? None of that matters now. What really matters, and we saw it in this league last year, stories that took hold in places like Seattle, where Russell Wilson was the guy that wasn't supposed to be the Seahawks quarterback, and he does what he does. And Colin Kaepernick, who wasn't supposed to be the 49ers quarterback, he does what he does. I don't know if we're going to have a story of that magnitude from a Jason Campbell. I really don't care. That's not as important as this, that he is a better quarterback and gives this team better quarterbacking than what it had.
No question.
That's really all you ask for.
There's no question, as you wrote about at ClevelandBrowns.com 2 days ago, that he played, you know, well enough. And well enough for this team means that they're going to be competitive against anybody in the National Football League. And if he plays even better than that, this is a team that can go on a nice run. I mean, we went through it. You know, we were somewhere between 4-4 over the last final eight games, but 5-3, certainly not out of the realm of possibility, and even better than that, especially if they get off to a good start against the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday, which we expect them to do. And you talk about Joe Thomas, and a lot of talk that we had yesterday around potential Josh Gordon trades would be the impact that it would have on the locker room if he were to be moved. And Joe Thomas said that he is, for one, certainly very happy that Gordon is still here.
I'm happy that he's still here. I don't know if the trade rumors were just rumors or they were some hidden motive to do something else. I don't know, but I'm happy he's here. I think he's a great player, and he makes our offense better when he's here.
One of the things I wrote about for ClevelandBrowns.com in a column that's posted now about this Gordon non-trade is that it would have been impossible for the lead spokesman of this team, Joe Banner in particular, Rob Chudzinski, to say anything that could be sellable to the public about Gordon no longer being here and or Jordan Cameron no longer being here, because his name came up, we heard, as of Sunday, that he was in some level of trade possibility. Well, you can't spin that. There was no spinning it.
Right.
There's no other way to look at that as anything but you have given up on this season. You are looking at 2014 only draft, And that's it. And that's end of discussion. And it's a world of difference than the whole Trent Richardson situation as far as how you could explain that and justify that, because that was justifiable, explainable, and has proven to be a big win, shrewd for the Cleveland Browns. This wouldn't have that feel whatsoever. And I couldn't sit here on this show for the remainder of the season and come up with a compelling case really to watch this team or watch this offense. It would be the upset to me if the Browns found a way to be interesting if there was no Josh Gordon to catch passes, and especially if you took Gordon and or Cameron or both out of the picture, I'd be at a complete loss. We'd sit here for 2 hours kind of hoping that we got more UFC fighters in here, because that would be it.
You know me. I was dreading the thought of having to come in here today if the trade happened.
I had to take you to counseling. You had a rough time.
We would have gone to counseling. Yeah, absolutely. We'd have gone to some therapy there. But I'm glad we don't have to. I'm glad it is over with and behind us, and that this team can go forward with its best pieces on offense firmly established in place, the guys that are the playmakers, the guys that, by the way, accounted for 213 of the 293 yards passing that Jason Campbell had against the Kansas City Chiefs. They will be Browns, hopefully for a long, long time, because I think they are two of the biggest building blocks of this offense in the modern NFL era. So I'm very excited.
Now, I know you're not a kid brother. I am a kid brother.
I am not.
And I know what that kid brother thing is all about. And I'm going to talk about that analogy, something that Rob Chudzinski touched on today, and how important it is going forward for the Ravens. We'll both get into that next. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a football Wednesday edition, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.